Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Brendan McSheehy, who is Director of Innovation at Universal Fibers in Bristol, Virginia, and also the Vice Chair at the Carpet America Recovery Effort. Brendan, how you doing?
Good morning. Just fine, Kemp.
Good to be with you. I know you had a meeting in San Diego last week, and I want to get to that in a minute, but first, let's just talk about you for a second. Universal Fibers, major producer of carpet fiber, and you've been there for 22 years, right?
Very honored, too. We've grown from a small Southwest Virginia producer, a pioneer, if you will, in solution dyeing, and have globalized to service markets in Asia, in Europe, and Australia.
Now, you're actually owned by a private equity firm called Sterling, right?
That's correct, out of Houston, Texas.
Yeah. Now, I know you do dental floss and things like that, but over half your business is carpet fiber, right?
That is correct.
All right, let's talk about care. Again, you had a meeting. I couldn't make it. You were in San Diego, right?
The Lowe's Coronado Bay Resort, okay. And it was our 10th annual conference, and we were especially focused on California because of the recent efforts around AB 2398 and CalRecycle.
That's right. AB 2398 was actually something that you focused on. We'll get to that in just a second. As part of this meeting, you roll out your annual report. I'm talking to you this week because the executive director, Georgina Sikorsky, is on vacation, and you kindly agreed to help us out. Tell us about just the highlights of the annual report.
Certainly, Kim. This is the first year that we employed a more accurate calculation formula for diversion and recycling. We had developed it through the process of last year's MOU renegotiations and are greatly satisfied as to its improved accuracy. And according to that formula, 333 million pounds were diverted last year in the United States, bringing the grand total to over 2.3 billion pounds of carpet out of the landfill since 2002. The other key feature is that we launched our certified collector program.
Just to track it, we track this every year, and you were down just a hair, 1%. Obviously, that's, you know, we know the business has been soft, so nobody's surprised to see that. But are you telling me that one of the reasons that the difference is off is because of a new way of looking at the numbers?
It goes into a lot greater precision in looking at a number of factors. Yeah. And rather than taking forecasts, it takes several metrics into account.
One of the highlights, I guess, when you just start looking at your annual report for care, is you increased membership considerably, up 17% to over 400 now, right?
Yes.
Now, what do you attribute that to?
A lot of activity in California, a lot of activity at the dealer and retailer level. That's where most of the growth has been within the recent year. In terms of California, we were actually very surprised to learn that there are 80 carpet manufacturers participating in the plan.
In California, as far as the AB 2398, let's talk about AB 2398. That again, is the California law that requires that a nickel per yard be set aside to help offset the expenses of diverting carpet from the landfill, right?
Yes, and that fee went into effect July of last year.
Right.
And just a real overview of the financials, and I would encourage our listenership to go to the carpetrecovery.org website and get the details. But in the second half, there was just over $2.5 million remitted at that nickel a yard rate, and qualified processors received just over $700,000, and the expenses all the way through from accounting, CalRecycle, et cetera, care, were just under $450,000, leaving the remainder as unapplied funds.
So eventually those funds will be used to reward people who are doing the right things as far as diverting carpet in California, right?
Absolutely.
Any other highlight we need to cover?
In that specific regard, diversion in California in 2011 was 15%, which leads the national average. That is up 4% cycle percent was 9%, which is up 2% versus 2010.
Okay. What about from the meeting, any other highlights we should talk about as far as what happened last week?
Yes, we focused on four top priorities for 2012, mm-hmm. and the chairs presented, but those four areas are marketing outreach, new products and market, improving yields, and PET opportunities. I'm very pleased at the amount of traction and development and ideas that are being brought forth, and should see more from that. So this is something that came out of a board planning session in January. Mm-hmm. So in those three short months, a lot of stuff got done. The recycler of the year is the carpet recyclers mm-hmm. in California, Larry Fink and Gail Bryce, and the care person of the year is Larry Cook of Beaulieu.
Now, there's one other initiative we need to talk about just before we run out of time is the fact that you're very busy yourself. As vice chair, you've also been assigned to be the head of the search committee to replace Georgina Sikorsky, who's announced her retirement, right?
That is correct, Kemp. And she will be a tough act to follow.
Yes, she will.
I'll say that with all sincerity. The search committee has developed the roles and responsibilities mm-hmm. and has posted an advertisement electronically. Mm-hmm. It's going out in trade publications. The specifics are on our website, www.carpetrecovery.org, and we're very diligent about beginning the interview process in later in the month of May.
All right, if somebody's interested, they just need to either contact you or go to the website. Is that what you're asking people to do?
Mail me the resume. My email is on the website.
All right. Well, Brendan, it's good to catch up with you. Thanks again for giving us the highlights to last week's meeting. We've been talking to Brendan McSheehy, who's Director of Innovation at Universal Fibers and also the Vice Chair with Carpet America Recovery Effort. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar in FloridaDaily.net.